last night marked the beginning of the Jewish festival of Passover. My producer Rob is Jewish, and a little earlier on the program we heard about Anzac Day and some of the traditions behind Anzac Day and what they mean. So I thought maybe we should also have a look at Passover. Hello, Rob. So what is Passover about?
Passover, it's celebrating the exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt thousands of years ago. Moses led them out, you know the story, the parting of the Red Sea. There were a few plagues beforehand, and on their 40 years lost in the desert on the way to Israel, the Ten Commandments were handed down by, if you believe it, a divine godlike person, or not godlike person, God.
So how do you and your, how does your family mark Passover?
Okay, so traditionally it's a dinner, something called the Pesach Seder, and even if you're not religious, people generally will get together for this dinner, and it sort of chronicles, everyone gets to read out a bit of the story of Passover. From, you know, this evening we went to my sister's, and from, you know, the sort of grandparents down to the kids, everyone got a chance. There's a few songs, but like most Jewish festivals, it's all a function of the type of food that we ate.
So you mentioned the Ten Commandments, but there's also a link to the Last Supper.
Yes, so the actual Last Supper was the Passover Seder, the Passover dinner. That was, it's pretty clear that was what was going on, because it's a tradition of doing a few things, and one of them is drinking four glasses of wine to sort of celebrate the freedom of the Jewish people from slavery in Egypt. And that's what actually happened in the Last Supper, well depicted in Last Supper painting.
So the interaction between the Jewish faith and Christianity and Islam, for that matter, as well, there are similarities, aren't there, with some of the characters involved in the stories?
Well, yeah. I mean, effectively, Judaism is the Old Testament, and Christianity takes over with the New Testament. But you know, the Old Testament's the same stories, the same sort of origins. Islam also reflects it as well.
Now, I know you're not particularly religious, so given that, why do you celebrate Passover?
Look, it's a tradition, and it's a debate whether being Jewish is a religion or if we are a people. My take on it is there's a history of us as a people, and I don't think it's a bad thing to be able to reflect on, you know, the things we have in society, and freedom is part of it, and that's what it does celebrate. Freedom, and it's a nice tradition. There's some great food involved. Probably the most interesting one, and I would give it to you to try, except it would make it a bit dry to talk with, is called matzah, which is unleavened bread, and it's essentially
matzah.
Yeah, it's essentially like a very hard cracker. And so the tradition for the week of Passover is that you don't have bread or any leavened products, so you have matzah instead. So and you've probably heard of matzah ball soup, which is known as Jewish penicillin. The matzah balls are made of, you know, sort of matzah meal, which is sort of matzah in a flour form.
We know it's been a difficult time for Jewish people in our country because of what's happening at the moment in Israel, in Gaza. Look, it's been difficult for people of Palestinian descent as well. But the fact that so many people have been affected by this back home, does that then affect how people mark Passover here?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that's happened this year is, as I said, traditionally you're supposed to drink four glasses of wine. I drank grape juice tonight, as obviously I'm working with you, Clinton. But there's a fifth glass of wine this year to represent the 130 hostages that are still unaccounted for. Hopefully they're still alive in Gaza, but it's been over 6 months since they were taken. And I think, you know, no one is saying that what's going on in Gaza to the people living there is not horrible blight on humanity. But we forget that there are still 130 people unaccounted for, hostages. There's the phrase of Zionism has been really weaponized in a way, because to me, Zionism is just literally a belief that the Jewish people have a right to self-determination. That's it. And it's been sort of taken to mean colonizers and a whole lot of evil things, which it simply isn't. So I suppose the way it's really affected people is to think about these hostages. Hopefully we can, you know, they can be recovered alive and free. So the link between freedom and these, you know, 130 people that are not free is definitely relevant.
Yeah, and hopefully we see peace in our lifetimes with this conflict, hopefully soon. But overall, it would be wondrous to resolve these issues. Sadly, I think it's going to be something that's going to take decades and decades and decades. Thank you, Rob.
Pleasure.